We all know that one thing leads to another. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, we also understand that if you open the door to wrongful behavior, it can and will lead to a multiplying of abhorrent actions. Take abortion, for example. Those promoting the idea of killing babies said abortion was nothing more than a personal decision of a female who had the so-called right to declare a death sentence over a baby she and her male partner created together. But unfortunately, history has proven beyond a reasonable doubt that through the massive practice of murdering babies throughout America, one cannot deny the evil spin-off effect from wholesale abortions. Take, for example, the American black community, where the highest percentage of abortions occur throughout our republic every single day. As a result, in the black community, there has developed a much higher sense of general callousness toward their mates, their children, their fellow man, and their country. In the American black community, the strong two-parent family with the biblically appointed man as the head is on the endangered list, especially in places like Detroit, Michigan, Gary, Indiana, and the black neighborhood of Cleveland, where up to 80% of all households with children are headed by females. If females think it's okay to murder those who cannot defend their God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, over time, how are they expected to give a rip about maintaining a morally based cohesive family with a man they should respect? On the other hand, isn't it reasonable to expect boys growing up in such an atmosphere to themselves grow up to be kind of cold, with a chip on their shoulder even? This ongoing practice of denying millions of individual babies their right to God's gift of life has opened the door to a general spiraling downward of the overall quality of life. Is abortion the only reason the American black community is teetering on the brink of utter collapse? No, but it is one of the biggest. Along with the wrong direction taken via civil or bastardized right, abysmal education, lack of proper economic principles, and unworthy spiritual guidance. Perhaps, if the current trend of abortions are reversed, that may open the door to a more positive direction. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and TheRonEdwards.com.
The Edwards Notebook is brought to you by Sandbox Studios and the D-Man Foundation. Be the miracle.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Going into the third hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That deal that Republic is running right now, if you want to advertise with Republic Broadcasting Network, whether it's with me or anybody else, that, produce it on their dime, you can't imagine how much money that saves you. I've used outside sources to record my commercials before. They're very good. They're outstanding, in fact. You get a really professionally polished product, and you pay for it. So that's a big, big savings. Let's go to the phones. Art, in parts unknown.
Hey, Bill. How's it going, man?
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, come on. You got to remind me I got to do another year of this nightmare. Come on, man.
Well, I mean, the only choice you have is to take yourself out otherwise. I mean, you're going to continue on, right? Time marches on.
Yeah, the show must go on. Okay. Hey. We all know who Mikhail Kalashnikov is, right?
Yes.
Designer of the legendary K-47 just passed away.
Yes.
Well, we all know how the anti-gunners love to say guns kill people. Well, I was stunned to find out a 94-year-old man is so, like, uninformed as to believe that his rifle killed people. So here's what he said, quote, "My spiritual pain is unbearable. I keep having the same unsolved question. If my rifle took away people's lives, then can it be that I am guilty for people's death, even if they were the enemies?" Wait a minute. Is Henry Ford guilty of vehicular homicide because people ran over someone with a car manufactured by his company?
Well, you got to remember that Kalashnikov was a communist for one. I mean, he believed in the communist system. He really enjoyed Putin coming back into power after he had to go, you know, he had to deal with Perestroika and all these other guys, the softening of the breakup of the Soviet Union. So he was a collectivist mindset kind of guy. And being one of those voluntarily means that you take those kind of things into consideration. And Ford Motors are not responsible for vehicular homicide. Smith & Wesson's not responsible for homicides using their guns. None of these people are responsible for them because they're designed for law-abiding people that are going to use them the right way. That's why they're legal products.
But, I mean, you understand what I'm getting at. I can see the anti-gunners jumping all over this and using this to say, see, even people who invent these or create these guns, even they are, you know, I mean, I can see this happening. Not saying that it's going to, but this is how foolish people are. And I wonder how many people who read this article are going to think, you know, I think he's got a point.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. They haven't circled to that point just yet. But I think it would be sort of a political suicidal measure to get out there and agree with a communist. When they are portrayed all the time as communists, I think they're communists. And one thing you got to remember about gun grabbers, Art, It's not that they don't believe in guns, because the only way they can enforce their policy is to send people with guns to do it. They just don't believe in you and me having guns.
Right. And which comes right back, you know, full circle back to the great question. If guns are so bad, how, I don't know, why are politicians surrounded by guns?
Yeah. It isn't that they don't have utility now.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, man, thanks a lot. You have a great year.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Stay safe. I don't like schools that have zero tolerance policies. And I don't like them for a couple of big reasons. The first big reason is they sort of are using this as a conditioning tool to ingrain in young children that guns are bad. And they're doing it in ridiculous ways. If you've got a gun, charm or thing that can hang on your keychain that's smaller than a quarter, well, you're suspended. If you chew your Pop-Tart into the wrong shape, well, you're suspended. You wear a T-shirt, you're suspended. All kinds of First Amendment violations right there. Which takes me to the next part of it, the reason I don't like it. Now, I realize that these are children. But they're using our children against us in an unconstitutional way to try to get us to react and take these things out of the mix. Now, in Oklahoma, which there's a lot of people out there that would argue Oklahoma is far more free than Texas or Arizona, they've had a legislator that introduced a bill last week aimed at easing punishments for school children who chew Pop-Tarts into the shape of a gun or use their fingers as guns or otherwise violate many of the school's strict no-tolerance policies when it comes to weapons. And this should be happening everywhere. If you live in a self-identified red state, you should be calling your state legislatures and saying, hey, you guys got to tamp this down. Getting out there and going after a child because in his book bag is a yellow and red, translucent colored plastic toy gun, and suspending them or expelling them does nothing against a real threat. Not a thing. That child was never a real threat. That child was guilty of being a child. And they're making that a crime. In Oklahoma, they've introduced the Common Sense Zero Tolerance Act, proposed by Representative Sally Kern. It's going to no longer allow school officials to punish, humiliate, intimidate, be condescending to, or bully a student for having possession of a toy gun that is less than 5 inches, building a gun with toy blocks, using a figure hand, writing instrument, or other object to simulate a gun, or making noises which imitate that of a gun. In addition, it will protect them from disciplining students who chew food into the shape of a gun, wear articles of clothing that support or advance Second Amendment rights or organization, or draw or otherwise possess or produce a firearm, military vehicle, aircraft, or weapon, or any object that supports the Second Amendment rights or constitutional freedoms. Why is that just now coming up? I sit here and I ask these questions and it just makes my blood pressure pound in my temples. Why isn't every state rushing to the defense of these kids? Because, you know, the gun grabbers constantly say, well, let's do it for the children, it's for the children. Well, let's defend the kids and let them get an education, as bad as it may be. Pointing your finger or holding a pencil, or in my case, I'd be holding my lightsaber e-cigarette. You know, I can hold it like that, and it looks like a gun. If I were in school, I'd be in deep trouble. One, because I had an e-cigarette. Two, because I was holding it like a gun. And I would be making I'd be making threats. It's got me so stymied, I cannot say terroristic. And I'm not even sure I pronounced that right. But Representative Kern prepared this bill after hearing various incidents around the country in which children were being what she perceived as unfairly punished for harmless acts. Schools do need... Well, you know, here's another thing that just came out. You know, our department, Attorney General Eric Holder has gotten out there and said, you need to give African-American students who do something violent a pass. If they're a disciplinary problem, they get a pass. So he doesn't want them to be punished for bringing a gun to school or selling drugs or beating the mud out of somebody. So on the one hand, you got the rules for everybody else, and then you got Eric Holder's chosen folks that he wants to be allowed to have a pass. So which is it going to be? Do you see the problem I'm having with this? Which is it going to be? Yeah, I mean, can you see the SWAT team rolling up on the kid and saying, drop the strawberry-flavored Pop-Tart? We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
You own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Watch them creep. Watch them creep. Watch them creep. Hip-hop heads.
We do it like this.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you are in Las Vegas this week, go check out SHOT Show. SHOT Show's not really for the public, but you'll get to see all the latest stuff. I wish I was at SHOT Show. And next year I will be. And I'll be able to tell you more about that later on. The Moms Demand Action I think the name for that organization came from the realization that the Mothers Against Drunk Driving got a lot of things that they wanted to have happen. They called a lot of attention to the issue. Now, the difference is, however, that drunk driving was illegal when the Mothers Against Drunk Driving came out against it. Owning a gun, heretofore, is not. So the Moms Demand Action, sort of, they were trying to ride that sort of thought process. If it's mothers, it can't be bad. So when this federal judge, this Obama-appointed federal judge, came out and said Chicago, their de facto ban on having gun shops in the city limits was unconstitutional, well, then the moms got out there and sort of revealed their true colors, which I already knew what they were, you did too, because they said they were deeply disappointed and outraged by a federal court ruling that Chicago's ordinance prohibiting licensed gun stores from operating in the city is unconstitutional. Not happy with that being out there, they decided to throw it out there some more in their statement. Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America is shocked that in a densely populated city, struggling to keep children safe from gunfire, the court has dealt a serious blow to public safety by essentially encouraging more citizens to arm themselves. We firmly believe that loosening gun legislation is a step in the wrong direction, and we echo the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, who strongly disagrees with this ruling and said in a statement yesterday, "We need stronger gun safety laws, not increased access to firearms within the city." Completely sort of ignoring one particular fact, guns are not an illegal object to own in the United States of America today. Sort of missing that altogether. I don't remember the Mothers Against Drunk Driving coming out and boycotting car dealerships or car manufacturers or people that sell tires or anything that goes with cars. I don't remember that. They were against the aberrant act of drunk driving. And they've been quite effective with that. Now, if the Moms Demand Action were against guns used illegally, really against guns used illegally, I could see them going after that. If they were out there saying, well, the gangbangers in Chicago got guns, maybe the citizens should have them too. But they're not about the empirical data, are they? They're about, I mean, they got sucked into the Mayors Against Illegal Guns because they need them for political cover. And because they're a bigger organization than the Mayors Against Illegal Guns. But this, they are essentially against legal enterprise and legal ownership of guns. Even though they say we're not against the Second Amendment. The group reserves special criticism for forces of the D.C.-based gun lobby to wield influence in Illinois. That's not what happened. An Obama-appointed judge wielded influence in Chicago. That's not what happened. All based on the McDonald decision, which, you know, applied the individual right to the states. Which Illinois is one of, you know, if Chicago doesn't want to be part of the United States, secede by all means. Take Mogadishu on Lake Michigan with you. Take that particular communist brand of government with you, that crony brand of government. Take it. And good people of Chicago, get off that sinking ship. I know there's some of you out there saying, oh, Bill, please don't say that. You know, I know there's people there listening. And let me just say this for you. I empathize with you. But, you know, Chicago's government is so diseased. And at some point, save yourselves at some point. USA Today reporting in December, the combined group will align Bloomberg's deep pockets with the strong social network and media savvy the mother's group brings. The billionaire founder of Bloomberg News said last week that he'll devote extensive resources of my own to the effort. And while the outrage and disappointment is very apparent, so is their belief that nobody should own guns. That you, the law-abiding citizen, should not own guns. So, This is inconsistent. Because these are the framers of the modern gun control movement. Earlier statements were. Now, you know, there's been some people out there. Pete Shields told the New Yorker in 1976 when he was the founder of Handgun Control Incorporated, our ultimate goal, total control of handguns in the United States, is going to take time. First problem is to slow down the number of handguns being produced and sold in this country. The second problem is to get handguns registered. Final problem is to make possession of all handguns and all handgun ammunition, except for military, police, licensed security guards, licensed sporting clubs, and licensed gun collectors, totally illegal. Thanks, Pete, for pointing out the game plan. Thank you. Now, they've since changed their name to the Brady Campaign to prevent gun violence, much the same way as the National Coalition to Ban Handguns now operates under the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence moniker. Their goals have never changed. The Moms Demand Action, their goals are the same. They're changing the rhetoric and the tactics in a way in which they hope to achieve them. The hysterical Bloomberg moms, unable to control their emotional outbursts when they don't get their way, have actually done us a favor here by showing this contorted, raging face behind their reasonable, common-sense gun safety mask. Not something that I didn't know already, but I like it when they show the low-info voter their true colors, because just like Obamacare is showing the true colors of Obamacare now that it's being implemented, this kind of thing is nothing but good when they do this. And I've always wanted to ask, and you know, this would be a Fourth Amendment violation for me to do this, but if I could ever have like a small itty-bitty flying drone fly into these gun grabber, you know, the heads of the gun grabbing organizations, I want to see if they fly into their house, what's on their bedstand or nightstand beside them in case somebody breaks in where they live. Because I know it's not the phone set to 911 where all they have to do is hit call. They know the data. Some of them have guns. A lot of them have guns. Coming up on the next break, there's a big movement happening in India where women are being encouraged to arm themselves. Now, one of the ways they're doing it is sort of, I don't know, it sort of makes me wonder, but we're going to talk about that when we get back, as this attitude, you know, since Richard Noble came out, the guy from Interpol, and said the way to stop these things is for more citizens to be armed. I think that's beginning to pick up a little steam. But you got to ask yourself, ladies. Pepper spray is meant to slow them down. Running is meant to get away. What if you can't do either? We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you this portion is brought to you by Civil Dispatch, a company like no other because of what they do. Civil Dispatch is something you're going to set up on your computer, and it's going to come to your mobile phone. And it doesn't have to be an application because it's text-enabled. Works with every mobile phone that's text-enabled, which is all of them. And with this, you can plan every moment of your day. But unlike other organizing applications or setups out there, what Civil Dispatch does unbidden, based upon where you are at any given time, is it's going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine that there is no way to plan for. Whether it's the polar vortex coming in or a sudden blizzard or a terrorist attack or a flash flood or a tornado, doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. You're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you don't get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. A lot of people like to push non-lethal as a means of self-protection. And this can be anything from pepper sprays to mobile safety apps on your phone. But a gun is going to be the surest way. A gun is going to be the surest way. Now in India, there's actually a private company that has come out come out with a lightweight revolver, which sort of looks like a molecular merging, if you will, of the old-style Webley and the Smith & Wesson snub-nose revolver. It's quite the odd-looking beast. But I'm sure it's quite functional. Now, I don't know what the standard of living is like in India, but the gun retails for $2,000. And I just got to wonder. Well, there's a couple of things that come into play. Now, coming from the company, the rules for owning an arms license are very stringent in India, especially following the recent terrorist attacks where even the existing arms licenses are being rechecked. In India, unless you can convince the authorities concerned that your life is under threat, you cannot procure a license. And a generalized threat, like the possibility of a molestation, cannot be considered a valid reason. But at the same time, they recommend, regardless of the license, they wouldn't advise a lethal weapon as a solution to the menace. Now, in India, women are just about, it seems, from what you hear on the news, they're sort of besieged. And some of the laws are sort of against the ladies out there. If you use a gun against such people, you will be behind bars. This is coming from a student there in India. Another one says, even for using an air pistol effectively, you need training and practice. I don't think the middle-aged and older women of our state are fit enough for that. The only advantage of such a concept is that it can create a sense of fear for the attackers if news spreads. And they point out as a good thing would be if one of the attackers was killed while attacking. But my question to these guys that are out there saying this, if guns are not the answer, then what is the answer for women defending themselves? Go back to pepper spray? Or have an app on your phone? That phones are okay over there. Now, despite their various references to it in India, pepper spray is not that readily available in the market. they do have apps that you can download there, which... at the press of a button, we'll send your location and emergency messages to several people. You have to keep your GPS on at all time, and if the battery wears out, or the battery will wear out, any of you that have phones that are GPS enabled know that it sucks the battery to death. So you have to have a smartphone and a long-standing battery, so that's sort of pricey. They're looking, you know, they have CCTV in India. That never works properly. They've had the dismounted attack in Mumbai. Those guys were able to run around for 2 or 3 days. And they only captured one of them alive. And those guys in India at that time during that attack, they were fighting AKs with Mosins. Which there's nothing wrong with a Mosin if you're fighting another Mosin. If you're fighting an AK, well, there's a bit of an advantage there on one side. ladies here in the United States, please arm yourselves. Please arm yourselves. That would make me happy. SHOT Show. SHOT Show is going to be giving out a lot of... There'll be a lot of products out there that are going to be monumental in their design. I talked the other day about a company called Desert Tech, who turned down a Pakistani $15 million Pakistani contract. They've come out with a gun... is going to butt up against the IWI Tavor, the bullpup of the moment. Bullpup rifle is characterized by the fact that the magazine is behind your shooting hand. Your shooting hand is forward on the weapon. Looks much shorter, but it's a 16-inch barrel. It's not an NFA-regulated item. You can own them. I just want to find out. I called Tim, or I didn't call him. I texted Tim Harmson from Military Arms Sturm Gewehr on YouTube. And I said, when you find out how much those things cost, will you let me know? Because I was looking at getting a Tavor. I just don't think they're that monumental. I know they're good. I don't think they're $2,000 worth of good for the base gun. $2,000 has to be an awful lot of good. I'm looking for a lot of good. I just don't think $2,000 is good. I got to be frugal with something. You know? Coming up on the for those of you in the area, all the people that you like, the R. Lee Ermeys and the Chris Costas and the James Yeagers and all of the gun world superstars are going to be there. This will be the time to go meet these guys. Anyway, I wish I were there. But I will be next year. I will be next year. When we come back, we got a couple things to talk about when we come back. One of the things with the Metcalf thing that's coming out is they're calling what we, you know, the reaction of the gun world to the Metcalf, little Metcalf article, censorship, which is hilarity of the highest order, coming from the outlets that it's coming from, which only present one side of the story to begin with. What's happening with guns and ammo and what happened with Dick Metcalf was a reaction of the free market, plain and simple. For those of us that are Second Amendment aficionados who get out there and look at things and say, no, there is no reasonable restriction because you've already got reasonable restrictions and it has done nothing to deter crime. But it has made it harder for me to do my thing, which is defend myself. And getting out there and making a concession to them in any way, just like Art said with Kalashnikov, getting out there saying, I weep because my rifles have killed people. Getting out there and making that sort of concession is, they're going to grab onto that. If you or I, as concealed carriers, were killed in a spree shooting incident, they would leap onto that. They would say, see, even if you carry a gun, you can't stop a spree shooter. So why have them in the first place? Then we wouldn't have spree shooters. So, what happened with Metcalf was a reaction to, you know, to the guns and ammo readers. That's what caused that problem. It wasn't censorship. It was not censorship. But the fact that these outlets are coming out, sort of like the Moms Demand Action. They say they're against illegal guns, but they don't want to see guns sold to legal, law-abiding people. Sort of shows their double standard. Don't do as I do as I say. Good enough for me, not good enough for thee, that kind of thing. If you want me to encapsulate it. So since I've already talked about that, instead of doing a tease like I thought I was doing, we'll just move on from that. We'll talk about a de facto gun registry that's being proposed again in Missouri. All that when we get back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specialty design features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
As we get ready to go away on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Coming out of Missouri, there is a Missouri state senator, and she's characterized as the Sheila Jackson Lee of Missouri. Her name is Maria Chappelle Nadal, Democrat from Jefferson City. And what's interesting about her is that her idea of gun control makes Bloomberg look a little tame. What she wants to see happen, this is Missouri State Senate Bill 549. This is a proposed state law in Missouri which would make it a crime for parents or guardians not to tell school officials if they have guns in their home. Parents could also be prosecuted for gun crimes committed by their children under the same law, even if the crimes were committed with a legal weapon. If it were passed, it could slap parents with a $100 fine if they don't tell their children in school about their gun. This is the second time this has been brought up. It was brought up last year. Never got anywhere. She has reintroduced this latest version last month. No indication if she's affiliated with the Moms Demand Action, but she does claim to support the Second Amendment. Which I'm also sure that she does, has no idea what that means. This is a gun registry where the schools would know that you have a gun. And if you don't tell them, well, then you're breaking a law. I also have, you know, why stop there? Let's take it to folding knives and samurai swords and steak knives, flare guns, rubber band guns. You know, let's just cover everything that can be possibly used as a weapon. Let's cover everything that is not used as a weapon. Let's just make the parents in Missouri slaves to the school districts, which in a lot of ways, in a fascist sort of way, they are, already are. Hopefully this goes nowhere again. But it kills me. It kills me. When one of these yahoos will get out there with one of these proposals and tell you, well, I support the Second Amendment. When in fact they support nothing but gun control, which is not covered, by the way, in the Second Amendment. They're having a lot of fun in the chat room talking about the cookies shaped as guns. I got a present for Christmas where I can make ice cubes shaped as guns. And I'm trying to get me a job as like a waiter so that I can go and be a waiter at some of these events that some of these anti-gun organizations have and drop my ice cubed gun-shaped fresheners in their beverages. Oh, the humanity of it all. This is the kind of special evil I reserve for these guys. I, you know, this absolute poking fun at them because they're ridiculous. On a wholesale basis, they are ridiculous. They don't seem to see it that way, but they are. They are. They are absolutely ridiculous. One thing I noticed this past week, and I don't know if you guys noticed this, there's this YouTuber named FPS Russia. And FPS Russia had a bad 2013. His partner in a as of yet unsolved incident was found with his hands handcuffed or tied behind him with a bullet hole in the back of his head. Then the ATF descended upon his little compound because he uses a lot of Tannerite legal substance in his videos, and they were looking to see if he had all kinds of explosives. So for about 9 months, he didn't do anything. And his fan base was so gigantic that he released a video last week, and, I mean, he's had nearly 1 million views of that in 4 or 5 days. The gun people are loyal, if nothing else. Coming from a New York Daily paper, coming out of Plattsburgh, this is called the Press Republican. It's owned by a company called Community Newspapers out of Montgomery, Alabama. So the fact that they come from this deep South headquarters, finding out that the name of the paper is the Republican, and the fact that Plattsburgh is about as far as you can be in New York and still not be anywhere near New York City, you would think this paper would be pro-gun. But alas, that is not the case. The National Rifle, in their paper, said the National Rifle Association is strident about protecting firearms rights, yet many Americans want some way to ensure guns don't wind up in the wrong hands. This coming from an editorial called Working on Gun Regulation. As a starter, maybe sensitive representatives on either side of the argument could agree on some compromises.
Registration of firearms seems an effective and non-threatening first step. Anonymous purchases at gun shows and elsewhere ought to be illegal. And now for a little bit of historical perspective for you. If we could take 13 colonies and with all their colliding interests and turn them into one functioning nation, we should be able to figure out gun regulation we can all live with. The only problem with that is we've already done that. It's called the Second Amendment. Suck it. I love newspapers that get out there and want to call something like this. I mean, in Connecticut, there's a whole bunch of people that are criminals now because they didn't register their guns. They're criminals. They'll be harder to track down the ones that registered their guns. But once they're done dealing with the new criminals, guess what's going to happen in Connecticut? There'll be another incident somewhere else. It may happen on the space station. Who knows? But it'll happen, and then Connecticut is going to look at it and say, we can no longer afford not to act. We have to get these guns, these weapons of war, these products of weapons of mass destruction, we have to get them off the streets. And then they're going to be going door to door to door to door. We'll see that there. We'll see that in New York. We're going to see it in California. They're already doing it in California. Don't live with somebody out there that's ever been to a psychiatrist in California. If you live with somebody, you could have the cleanest record known to man. And if you live with somebody that's been to a psychiatrist or had jaywalking tickets or something, they're going to be coming. They're going to take your gun, their guns and your guns in California. And then when the big earthquake hits and you have to take care of yourselves, as they've decreed you should be able to for the next 2 weeks without any sort of services whatsoever, but you don't have any guns, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Plattsburgh, as a matter of historical reference, was home of some of the heaviest fighting in the War of 1812. At the Battle of Plattsburgh, you had brave American sailors and soldiers ending the British invasion of the northern states. So for the town's local paper, with their historical perspective and, you know, in plain sight, for them to come out and recommend the first step on the way to civilian disarmament is a travesty. It's a mockery, and it's a warning sign to gun rights advocates that they never ever, we're never ever safe from the enemies of liberty. And the town was named after Zephaniah Platt, and right now he's spinning in his grave with all of the attributes of any of your normal Chinese acrobats. Registration is a non-threatening good first step. Who's registering the guns when you do that? Oh, the law-abiding citizens that aren't going to do anything. Let's go after them first. Sort of makes it sound like they are pro-crime, doesn't it? We'll do this again in 21 hours. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, ever. It's always going to be about total control. Stay safe.